Good morning. How are y'all doing? Wow, you guys are looking pretty familiar to me. Yeah. Hey, when you wake up in the morning, do you have any questions that you ask? Like, what do you say when you wake up in the morning? You have a question? Like, what kind of things fill your mind?
Let's eat.
Yeah, that's right. What's for breakfast? That's a good one. See, Charlie knows. He read your mind. What do you say in the morning? You say, I wonder if I did my homework. Oops. Yeah, that's what I'd say. Yeah. Or how about, what's the weather? Yeah, do you ever wonder what the weather is when you wake up in the morning? Yeah, so you say, hey, Siri, what's the weather? And then everybody's phone just went off. Yeah. What other questions do we ask in the morning? Want to wonder about? What do we find out?
They're asking, do I have school
today? Is it a snow day? Absolutely. Barbara, what do you have? Oh, okay. What do you got?
I wonder if my parents or my sister are up yet.
Oh, up yet. So you're an early riser, huh? You know, that does not surprise me. That's right. Who had something? Yes, Chris.
I got to get to work at 8 o'clock.
That's right. That's right. That's right. Good, Chris. What?
What should you wear today for school?
What's that?
What should you wear?
What am I going to wear to school today? Sure. That's another great question. Well, if you notice, most of these questions, we're asking things that aren't really people, right? I mean, I guess if you ask breakfast, maybe your mom or dad or the caregiver, you'd probably be asking that. But usually you don't ask questions unless there's a relationship with who you're trying to find an answer from. So you'll want to ask mom or dad or your grandparents what's going on. Maybe you'll turn the TV on and wonder what's going on in the news today. So we have these questions, but do you ever ask God questions? I wonder what he might know. I don't know. Maybe a lot. Well, listen, I thought maybe we could meet Jesus today. What do you think? This is Jesus. Chuck thought this was G.I. Joe. This is not G.I. Joe, Chuck. In case you'll notice here, dressed appropriately for the first century. But this is something that one of my students got for me, sort of as a joke. Years ago, and it was like, how do we talk to Jesus? By the way, this is not Jesus. This is a character of Jesus. This is sort of a doll of Jesus. But you see, it's not real. You see that? Would you like to ask it a question? What would you ask Jesus a question? Like, what am I going to get for my birthday?
12:30. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul, and
Jesus
with all
talks.
Your mind and with all your strength.
Yes, this Jesus doll is very cool. It recites 6 or 7 different verses of Scripture so that you can hear them. See, here's another one.
12:31. Love your neighbor as yourself.
That's great advice. So Jesus, what am I supposed to do today? God's Word says to love your neighbor as yourself. He'll say, well, how do we know about life? And Jesus says, well, I am the way and the truth and the life. But Jesus isn't a doll. No, Jesus is around us and with us all the time. And like we sometimes will want to find out about the weather, you know, unless you live with a weatherman in the house, you know, chances are you count on other people doing that. Because what Jesus wants from us is not just to know the right answer. Like, here's another one, I think.
John 15:5. I am the vine, you are the branches. If a man remains in me and I in him, he will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing.
So that's another thing. God, do I need you today? God tells us to say, well, apart from me, you can't really accomplish what you've been designed to accomplish. But Jesus, of course, is not a toy, not a doll, but we have Jesus who's all around us. And our inner life responds to Jesus. And even though we can't see him with our eyes, God is present with us. And we can sense God's presence. And so when we have questions, we can pose them. And when we call asking questions and talking to God, what do we call that activity? We call it praying. That's right. And so when we pray, we're starting a conversation with God. You know, as we follow Jesus here at Cold Spring Church, we're all about conversations. Not talking to inanimate objects and things that aren't really alive, but we're talking to people and building relationships with people. And our relationship with God is the most important one of all. So in the morning when you get up, you can say, "Good morning, God." And you're referring that to God. That's a word of praise. And that's a kind of prayer. And so today, I want you to remember that God loves you like crazy. And he thinks about you all the time. And there's nowhere you can go that you can escape him. Because he and you are like this. So remember that God wants to have a conversation with you. So anytime you want to direct your thoughts or questions or issue things that sometimes don't go the way we thought, we know that God is still with us when in the pain and in the difficulty and when we're challenged and don't know what to do. And also God's given us caregivers like moms and dads and grandparents and great-grandparents to help us and teachers at school. So remember that God walks with you and God loves you and so do we. Let's pray.